The 2022 presidential campaign is one of the most contentious in recent Philippine history. Opinion polls suggest Bongbong Marcos Jr., the son of former President Ferdinand Marcos, is ahead. His father was overthrown by a popular revolt in the 1980s. For years, his family has been using social media to rewrite history. He is facing disqualification cases before the Commission on Elections. Vice President Lenny Robredo is leading the fight for the opposition. Before joining politics, Robredo was a human rights lawyer and a development worker, whose campaign theme, Radical Love, has garnered widespread support. But her biggest challenge is how to counter the large-scale disinformation attacks against her. Senator Panfilo Lacson has the longest experience in government out of all the presidential candidates. He was the chief of police and has served more than 10 years in the Senate. But many question his human rights record and his push for a controversial anti-terror law. Manila Mayor Isko Moreno's story is quintessentially Filipino. As a boy, he scavenged for food before becoming an actor. His position as Manila mayor has made him a formidable candidate, but many think he may not be ready for the presidency. Just like renowned boxer Manny Pacquiao, who says, like in his boxing career, it will be God once again who will help him pave the way to become the next president.
This year's election will be no different. Patronage politics remain rooted in the country's electoral system. Most candidates are using their popularity, family connections, and money to get elected.
But the fight for the highest post in the land is also seen as a test for the kind of values the voters will deem important.
Democracy benefits and thrives from this kind of diversity. And that kind of polarization will be reflected in the way the presidential campaigns do their messages. The online world is the public sphere. And that online world is easily manipulated.
Election day is on May 9. And although it is just a few months away, presidential elections here have historically been quite difficult to predict. But whoever wins will have a huge job ahead of them. Issues including the pandemic, unemployment, regional relations, and drug violence will all need their undivided attention. Jamela Lindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.